Good morning, gardening friends, and welcome once again to WOAI's Lawn and Garden Program. I'm your host, Bill McReynolds. My, we hope you're into gardening. Cold weather is here, time to plant a lot of our fall and winter vegetables, and we're here to help you do a better job of that and enjoy it more. And we welcome you now to the garden program. And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. Joined us on the garden program this morning.
Still working about these Christmas gifts.
Well,
Lord,
we got to keep after.
Mercy. Like I said, this will be our third program. See, and I'm running hard, talking fast, trying to get through it. But I won't ever do it because I got 10 pages of the finest Christmas gifts and the Christmas gifts that will be most appreciated by people. Of any in the universe. But since I'm not allocated the proper amount of time, and since a lot of people worry about me hurting someone's feelings,
that's
when
right.
I start talking about cookbooks and stuff like that.
And Tennessee ham. You got on your soapbox
and stuff like that, and apples, and how to ship people fresh Texas tomatoes, and see some of these different flowers that bloom indoors or outdoors, wherever they are, wherever people are, they'll enjoy them. Stuff like that. Anyway, we've got a list, and you can get that list by sending me a self-addressed stamped envelope. Now, you know, we're here. It is December the 9th. We're down here to getting in close on Christmas, so you better hurry. Send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Weekend Gardener address, which, of course, is P.O. Box 380-391, in San Antonio, 78280, or I have offered to fax you a copy if you'll call my office at 228-0417. Now, that's the county extension agent's office here in Bexar County, and we'll see if anybody's interested in getting some facts. But fill your machine full of paper. By the way, that's two stamps on a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll get those right out to you. Now, we have been doing this program for
I have no idea.
16 years.
No, not 16. Surely not 16 years.
I've been putting
years.
Up with you.
The wonderful thing about it is,
is that this guy forgets from day to day. I mean, I could come in here today.
It's all new.
And tomorrow, next week will be a brand new day for this guy. You know, we could talk about the same subject on here 15 times in a row. It wouldn't matter.
I thought you did.
And so, but the problem is people forget. Some people forget. I won't group us all into that.
No, please don't.
But anyway, people forget. And exactly what to do, when to do it with, what to do it with, and things like that. They forget when the first frost-free day is going to be and all that kind of stuff. But I have that. I have that written down. After 16 years, we've been keeping a little log. And you'd be surprised how close things are every year, beginning and happen the same year. So we have an updated version of this list that we have made. We have put it into a garden calendar and planting guide. We've been doing this garden calendar and planting guide. I've been doing it personally, and A&M did it for a little while, because then they got creative and decided to take the dates off of the calendar.
Oh, a calendar with no dates. That's wise.
They did figure that the calendar would last longer with no dates on it, but unfortunately, I don't know why. I don't know why people didn't want a calendar without dates on it. It was beyond me, and I couldn't explain it to the Aggies. So, lo and behold, we took that away from them right quick. But anyway, the Texas Gardener magazine now puts out my calendar. Mm-hmm. And it is the calendar that I wrote and that a lot of people in the area contributed to.
With refinements from year to year.
Now, it's the 1992 Texas Gardener Planting Guide and Calendar. I have a lot of people asking me about this. A lot of people always say, well, now, is that the one that other people are selling in town? No, that is not the one. The one that other people are selling in town got a few pretty nice-looking pictures on there, you know, that some guy up in Minnesota took, and a lot of dates on there, and it tells you when Mother's Day and all that stuff is, but you can get that by the train car load at any store in this town. You know, they got puppy dog, they got fat folks calendar with obscenes.
Yeah.
Any kind of stupid pictures you want on there with a calendar and date, you can get that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a working calendar here with the dates and telling you what to do on those dates, giving you lists of the best roses in Texas, giving you lists of the best plants, on and on and on. When we get back, we'll tell you how much that costs. I know it. Just imagine while we're...
I've already gotten nervous about that.
Just imagine how much something like that would be worth. And then when we get back, I'll tell you how little it costs.
I hope you've kept it competitive. That's the only thing that worries me. Now, I hope, and also, can I get one wholesale?
Yeah, if you get one at all, it'll probably be free. I know how you are.
Okay, we'll get back to Jerry right after this.